Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
Let's go around the league here on Sports Radio 610. Deshaun Watson was asked by Mark Berman about the injury to Dak Prescott. Entire NFL reacted to Dak Prescott's ankle injury. Mark Berman caught up with Deshaun Watson yesterday and asked him about that.
Deshaun, have you had a chance to reach out to Dak after what happened to him?
I did. I wrote him on Twitter, and then I also text him. And, you know, he's probably got so much going on, and I know exactly. I didn't have that type of you know injury, but when I had my ACL, there's a lot of people reaching out. So the first week is definitely tough. It's only been a couple of days, so you know, prayers out for him and his family and a speedy recovery for him. I know he's gonna come back, you know, and have, you know, a successful career. The things that he want to achieve, you know, these next 6 months is gonna be a challenge. But he's that type of person that's gonna handle all that. He's gonna have a great support cast, and everyone in the NFL, especially in the quarterback position, is gonna, you know, lift him up and send our prayers towards him, you know, and make sure he's good.
When you see something like that happen, knowing that it's a fine line out there when you're just doing your job, how does that hit you, Deshaun?
I mean, it's tough. You know, all injuries are tough. All types of, you know, each and every play, you're putting your body and your health is on the line. So, you know, you don't want to think about that, but that's reality, and that's part of the sport, and that's part of the game. But it was definitely tough to see, you know, what happened.
I mean, that's why, you know, you always hope that players of every sport, but especially football, you get it when you can. Get that money whenever you can. Now, to be fair, we'll see how it plays out, because we'll never really know. But Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have said that Dak Prescott's contract, they're still considering it to be, you know, the same as they were discussing previously.
Come on.
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it has to do with his recovery as well.
Okay. So this changes nothing. From their perspective, from the Cowboys' perspective.
Yeah, they were lowballing him anyway.
Yeah, so the Cowboys might not. It might not. Now, from Dak's.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that hurts Dak is, you know, there was no year to really prove them, to elevate his status, you know, with the injury.
Le'Veon Bell, he apparently has narrowed his list down to three teams.
Or Chiefs, four.
Okay, according to John Lopez, four. Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills are the teams that Le'Veon Bell is apparently considering.
It'll be interesting to see what the Chiefs do. They've been able to – I want their cap guy, right? I don't want Jack Easterby. Their cap guy has been on his game this year.
They had $12 in cap space and gave out.
And re-signed everybody and signed others.
Yeah.
I mean, and so Le'Veon Bell's not off the table with the Chiefs because their cap guy is a genius. I want that dude to work with Daryl Morey. We'll get to that. I think the Chiefs would make the most sense. I think they could probably make it happen. I wouldn't count out the Tennessee Titans. They just put one of their running backs on the IR. They, as you saw Tuesday night, they're not afraid to run more than one running back out there like most teams. And Le'Veon Bell would back up. Are you kidding me? Derrick Henry? They're a Super Bowl contender too, so they're attractive.
Ryan Tannehill. Last 14 games played by Ryan Tannehill. I'm going to do the old QB1, QB2 thing.
I like this game.
This is in the last 14 games. Both are 11-3.
Okay.
So both QB1 and QB2 have the exact same record at 11-3 in their last 14 starts. QB1 has passed for 3,602 yards. QB2 has passed for 3,674 yards.
Just slightly, 62 yards, whatever it is.
72. QB1 has 31 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. QB2 has 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
And give me QB1.
Quarterback rating. QB1 has a 116.7.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback 2 has a 102.3.
It's all about QB1, man.
That QB1 would be Ryan Tannehill.
But the world wants to know who's QB2.
Pat Mahomes.
Pretty incredible, isn't it? Pretty dang incredible. That's how good he's been. That's why when I, you know, it kind of makes you bristle. It kind of makes me bristle when I say Deshaun Watson is the most talented quarterback in the AFC South, but he's not the best quarterback in the AFC South. It sort of feels weird just saying that, but it's not inaccurate. The best quarterback in the division is Ryan Tannehill. I mean, prove it wrong.
Sometimes people just dig in.
Yeah.
And they won't change their mind.
Or they
about
change
somebody.
The argument. Like yesterday, somebody said, yeah, but would you trade Ryan Tannehill for Deshaun Watson? Yes, every day. I want Deshaun Watson if I had to make a trade every day. He's the most talented, but he's not the best. Those are two different conversations.
It's like Lamar Jackson, right? So first it was Lamar Jackson can't play in the NFL. That's a receiver, that's a running back. Then he finishes his rookie season. They make the playoffs, and they lose in the playoffs. He took over midseason, and they say, see, told you, Lamar Jackson's not an elite quarterback in the NFL. Then he shatters all kinds of records, wins MVP, but he loses in the playoffs. It's like, see, he might be able to do it in the regular season, but he can't do it in the playoffs.
That game doesn't translate.
People just dig in.
They change the story.
Let it go. Like Ryan Tannehill, he signs with the Tennessee Titans. What are they doing with Ryan Tannehill? Ryan Tannehill takes over for Marcus Mariota. Oh, there's not going to be much of a difference there. Ryan Tannehill has one of the best quarterback ratings of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Titans go to AFC Championship. They actually led the Chiefs in the AFC Championship. Ryan Tannehill, a free agent. Titans pay Ryan Tannehill. Oh, I can't believe they're paying Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill starts the season 4-0.
Yeah.
And it's like people just won't admit.
And not
he's
just
a
4-0.
Good player.
Not just 4-0.
He's a good quarterback.
I mean, he's up right now, as you just illustrated over the last 17 games, but this season he's among the best in the league in every category.
I don't know what it's going to take for him to get his respect, but Ryan Tannehill deserves it.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's a damn good player, and he's a damn good quarterback. He is not a beneficiary of what Tennessee has. Tennessee is a beneficiary of signing Ryan Tannehill. We got to accept that. We got to accept that.
Yeah.
And this is Deshaun's chance to kind of retake the title as best current quarterback in the AFC South, because a strong case can be made that it's Ryan Tannehill as we sit right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fluid league, though, year to year. But Ryan Tannehill deserves
a little bit more
respect.
And remember, they passed on Tom Brady.
They did.
That's right.
They did. We thought Tom Brady was going to go to Tennessee with Mike Vrabel. Mm-hmm. They said no.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill, about a 4-year commitment, too.
Yeah.
That ain't like a front-loaded contract or anything like that. Ryan Tannehill's good. We need to accept it. Don't give me that Derrick Henry is the reason. Because if that were the case, Marcus Mariota wouldn't have busted out.
There's a lot of those conversations. More talented versus better player. I mean, that you can do that all across the board.
Ryan Tannehill, very good. Melvin Gordon. You knucklehead, you Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon charged with DUI yesterday. Apparently he was going like 30 miles per hour over the speed limit too.
Drunk or drunk, whatever.
Or allegedly drunk. DUI. He's probably going to be suspended. Pick up Philip Lindsay in your fantasy leagues if you haven't already. Because I think this is probably going to be a couple week suspension. Denver can't really deal with that foolishness. Drew Locke. He's been out since week 2. Drew Locke. Looks like he's going to be back for the Denver Broncos. They face the New England Patriots this weekend. Cam Newton also expected to return to practice.
Yeah, he's off the list, so he's back. Look, there's a lot of intriguing storylines across the NFL because of COVID. They're happening as we speak today. Some players coming on, some players coming off. Certainly the Tennessee Titans have had players come off the list and are going to be available for this game that were not available for the last game.
Chandler Jones.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best defensive players in the NFL. You know his brother's John Jones, the UFC fighter.
Oh, I'd forgotten, but yes, I had heard brothers. That. Yeah.
He just had season-ending bicep surgery. Going to miss the remainder of the season. Monday Night Football, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Cowboys versus Cardinals. You think we're going to hear about the DeAndre Hopkins trade at all on Monday night?
My goodness. You think about we're going to hear about Kyler Murray winning 3 state championships in that stadium? Those are your storylines.
Some storylines never
Y'all can
end.
Wait to kick off and just do that.
By the way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take this in a direction that you want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say this real quick. I understand Sam Ellinger always wanted to go to the University of Texas. We don't have to do this every freaking time. Good God. How many times on the broadcast do I have to see the freaking kid wearing his helmet and putting up his horns at the age of 2? It's like when Jordan Shipley and Colt McCoy were roommates. How many times did you have to hear about it?
I blame mom. Because you can't tell me that a lot of kids, you know, and plus he's a star. You know, well, he's Texas star, you know. He's all they got right now. What are you going to do at running back? Anyway.
I told you I did not want to do this. Move on.
No, I'm just saying. He's the suburban, let's be honest, white kid. You know, they always show the white parents in the stands, but not the black ones. I don't know why.
I don't know about that. I see a lot of, more I see often, a lot of black parents.
I'll abridge it.
I feel like I saw a lot of, I've seen a lot of Richard Williams. I see a lot of parents, period.
Colt McCoy, they still show his parents. I mean,
that's because his dad was on the sidelines.
Did he ever catch that pass that Colt threw in the underneath the stadium when they were playing Alabama? Playing catch? Did he ever catch that? But it just seems like, you know, the suburban moms, you know, have those pictures ready to go and they send them to all the PR people, et cetera. And that,
you know,
and that's how that happens.
I don't know why they don't talk about this story more. You know, his dad died in Alcatraz.
Who?
Ellinger's.
Get out.
He was like one of those marathon guys. He was swimming Alcatraz, and he
like
drowned.
Like a triathlon.
Yeah, and he drowned. Like, his dad drowned in the Alcatraz
who
waters.
Who wants to swim at Alcatraz?
That guy's dead. Can you give him a break?
I'm ripping him.
Good God. It is crazy, though, some of those races. But, yeah, his dad died in Alcatraz, drowned.
That's crazy.
Nuts. That's, but you don't hear about that.
Crazy.
But you hear about
Kyler Murray,
damn plastic
3 state
helmet.
Championships in this stadium. You're going to hear that 15 times.
And by the way, when the game's in Texas,
they show his parents.
There ain't no one milking cows in Houston.
Yeah, well, there will be when they play here.
Show Kevin Murray a lot.
Yeah.
Hell of a lot. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Ryan Tannehill deserves more respect. Do you respect Ryan Tannehill? 713-572-4610. Text line just disrespecting the best quarterback in the AFC South right now. I don't quite understand it. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Daryl Morey. Should Daryl Morey get consideration by the Texans organization? He's gone as the Rockets GM. Should the Texans be entertaining the possibility of Daryl going to Kirby next?
It's a trick question.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What do you think Dusty's listening to today? What song?
Oh, he seems to me like, I think, doesn't Cameo sing Word Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's listening to some Cameo, a little Word Up.
You know there's a right answer to this question.
There is?
He was asked about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I like Word Up. That's one of my favorite jams.
I think you might get down with this. Here's Dusty Baker. What are we? 40 minutes, 2 hours, 40 minutes-ish. Away from the Astros. Luis Garcia, by the way, going to be on the bump, taking on the Rays, fighting for their 2020 lives. Here's Dusty Baker on what he's jamming to.
What are you listening to today?
Today I'm listening to Muddy Waters.
Oh, baby.
I'm ready. Ready as any man can be. And then I was listening to Howlin' Wolf.
Oh,
so,
those are my two my favorites.
That's what I was listening to.
Really?
Oh, so you're into chess today, then?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love chess. Chess.
Oh. I'm ready. You want me to sing this for you?
Hit it.
Dude.
Hit it.
This is, these dudes are my jam. I just want to hear this, though.
I am.
Damn, this is kind of like saying screw you guys.
You know how I feel about the blues, like old school blues. Look at the name of that playlist that I ran to today. Read the top line on my playlist.
Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf.
Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, baby. Boom, 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 boom.
Is he using like a record for this or what? Good Lord.
Well, they're remixes, man. They're remastered is what they say.
All right. I'm not sure if the Astros are going to win anymore.
I love Dusty Baker.
I was feeling it till I heard his theme song
for
the day.
No, they're going to win.
How's that going to get
you? He's the OG, though.
They're going to win.
He's the OG.
That's got to be thinking they might lose now.
You like me. I'm a winner. I was listening to it. It wasn't today. It was yesterday.
Yeah, but you're just... You don't have to actually beat the Rays.
Yeah,
you just
have
to survive.
Sure, I can manage this.
That's just not. I don't know if they're going to win now after that one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Dusty's mindset. I don't love Dusty's mindset after that. Got to do better than that, Dusty. Got to do better than that.
Why do you always ask me a negative question?
We're talking, man, just because, man. I just want you to get a little bit more hyped up. Maybe he's relaxing. Maybe he's feeling himself. Maybe I'm wrong.
You need to listen to some more Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf is what you need to do.
What happens? I need to get to 4 o'clock so that I can have a little happy hour baseball is what I need to do. A big news of the day, though. Let's not bury the lead. L-E-D-E, by the way. Not L-E-A-D. L-E-D-E.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not bury that. Daryl Morey out as GM of the Houston Rockets. You kind of saw this coming. You did. Tillman Fertitta's got to be a pain to work for.
Yeah.
I mean, he calls you out publicly multiple times, kind of meddles. He's not going to financially back you like a lot of GMs that think they're close to a championship are. It can't be too fun to work for Tillman Fertitta if you're in sports.
No. It's not. I mean, we know that. You and I have been, I've got different sources than you, but I've talked to several people in there. That's why I had a feeling, and we talked about it on our show. I think we were the only ones in the entire city talking about we're not sure Daryl Morey is going to stay on as a general manager. Not to necessarily pat ourselves in the back, even though you do that when you make that point. The point that I really want to make is you could see this coming, even if you didn't have sources inside the building, because of the context clues of how Tillman Fertitta talked about Daryl Morey, how Daryl Morey acted around Tillman Fertitta, what we've heard from very prominent players in there about how they felt. And then there's also the bottom line. I would take Daryl Morey as Texans general manager. I would hire him. I mean, today, sight unseen. Don't even tell me what you're going to do with this club. I know it's going to be awesome. You're hired. As much as I say that, he didn't quite get there all the way, and he was there for 14 years with the Rockets. Everything runs its course, and when you don't get to a championship, everybody starts looking to blame people. And he was the next guy in the room after Mike D'Antoni left.
I think it's a little bit different, though, in the NFL in that I don't think he would have the same mindset. I think Daryl Morey would be a guy that would stockpile draft picks. In the NBA, draft picks, you can find some
different
guys,
concept.
But for the most part, it doesn't really matter. Like, you can work around that, and you take on salaries. So I think Daryl would be a guy who would actually stockpile draft picks. I think he would know what he doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
and I think he would hire the right guys. Well, I think he'd put a lot of work into it as well.
It's not even he would know what he doesn't know, but he would also know that it's a totally different ball game in terms of how you build. He didn't care one iota about draft picks in the NBA. He would flip that. He would understand that the data and the analytics tell you that's how you win. He would also understand tendencies. I remember a conversation I had with Daryl, I forget exactly which player it was, but why he thought it wasn't Harden, but why he thought this player in his previous, situation was not being used properly, but there were hints analytically about what he could be as a regular player. I wish I could remember, but sure enough, he brought that player in and he thrived. There's the analytics of how a player is going to perform in your environment and your situation. And then there's the analytics of how to build a team. That doesn't have a jersey. You know, it doesn't have to be a basketball jersey. If you're a genius and you use analytics, it can be a football jersey, it can be a baseball jersey, it can be any jersey, because math is what you're using, not, the sport itself. And we mentioned earlier, Paul DePodesta is the perfect example. He's a friend of Daryl Morey's, by the way. And he went from baseball with the Mets and a couple of other teams to football with the Cleveland Browns, and the Cleveland Browns all of a sudden, after he takes charge, are 4-1.
0035 on the text line. You can text in 713-572-4610. They have a question for the OG. John, why would you have a general manager that wasn't successful in the NBA come to the NFL?
Well, he was successful. I just said it. He didn't get to the very apex, and that was a strike against him. And he probably should have with the talent he had and all the Hall of Famers. But to say Daryl Morey wasn't successful is just wrong. I mean, he was successful. He didn't win a championship for a number of reasons, including his own fault, you know, not building the team ideally to win a championship, but also injuries, also the opponents. And also, he ain't the only one using analytics in the NBA. It's using the NBA as much as baseball.
Yeah, when he first came in, he was kind of like the analytics guy. And now all of a sudden, everybody's doing it. So he's a little ahead of the curve. Maybe he could bring that to the NFL. It would be interesting. I would be intrigued by the possibility of Daryl Morey doing his thing here. I just also wonder if Daryl Morey wants a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If he hasn't eliminated the possibility of basketball, but I just wonder if Daryl Morey just wants to take on the next challenge, which makes me a little bit more open-minded to him coming and being the GM of the Texans. And also, the other thing about this is if you do hire Daryl Morey, then you don't have to necessarily wait till the end of the season like you do with these other GMs. Now that he's free, you could have Daryl Morey come in and check things out, get ready, figure it out, walk around the building, see what happens, evaluate the situation, take a look at the draft, go talk to the scouts that are already in place that were Brian Gaines guys, Matt Bazergan, all those guys, and figure that out. Maybe he does that. Crazier things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just go look up Jeff Luhnow's resume before he went to the Cardinals and then came to the Astros.
Wasn't a lot of sports in there.
Hell, go look at Daryl Morey's before he ended up coming to the Rockets. I mean, there's a lot of unconventional paths. I would not be opposed to it. I really would not. And I know the one thing I do know is, say what you want about Daryl Morey, and I think he gets a little bit petty at times. I think there's some pettiness that with the referees and all that type of stuff, but I guarantee you he's happy to be done working for Tita and the Rockets.
Absolutely.
He just is, man.
Absolutely. It's got to be a weight.
I mean, we saw him
one time. For Tita's difficult, man.
We saw him one time, and I was just like, man, that dude is
fun
not
enough.
Slept
I mean,
in
he's
weeks.
A fun dude. He can be very charismatic. You and I have had conversations with him. I had a long conversation with him just this year about life in general as owner of the Rockets. And yeah, he's fun, charismatic, but if you're working for him, all the stories we hear are not all exactly, you know, rosy.
Rosy.
They're not exactly rosy.
Rosy. Right. Spell it.
R-O-S-E-Y.
There you go.
Or R-O-S-E-R-S-Y. It's both. Depends on what you're using.
OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Let's hear from Dusty Baker, the manager of the Astros. He's got a lot on his mind. He's talking about cartoon characters. He's talking about strategy. He's talking about the game ahead for the Astros in about 2.5 hours. We'll also hear from J.J. Watt, who got jokes, as well as Mike Vrabel, who's got problems with technology. Let's put a bow on the show. Three-piece combo next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
2 hours, 25 minutes. Astros fighting for their lives. I'm fighting for my life! Shout out to R. Kelly. Wait. I shouldn't do that.
You really don't want to do that, no.
Yeah. But you get what I'm saying. They're fighting for their lives.
Is R. Kelly your guy?
No.
That's my guy.
No. Figgy, you like some good R&B, right?
I love R&B.
All right, you going to be honest with me now, or are you going to lie to me?
I'm going to be honest.
All right. You ever listen to R. Kelly music anymore?
I don't. I don't.
Never.
It's since the whole thing happened, it's hard to listen to it now.
None.
Mm-hmm. None.
Okay.
How about you?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Big with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Astros going to be fighting for
their
life.
Well, that answers that.
The Texans will be facing the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Mike Vrabel got a lot of obstacles. He's got a banged-up team, according to him. And these media types just can't get the technology right. Here is Mike Vrabel with the media type who apparently just needs some new Wi-Fi.
Mike, are you, I guess, optimistic about getting some more guys off the COVID list? How do you kind of manage that throughout the course and continue with that? The situation with Fulton coming up and being active last night, you just didn't feel comfortable in him loose without practice.
Sure. You know, Jim, we're going to ask from now on that you type your questions into the chat room. And that you no longer get to talk anymore, or you'll have to go through Ashley. Maybe you could send your questions to Ashley, and then Ashley could ask them. But we are hopeful that some of those players would return that are on the COVID list here in the next few days. After that, yeah. I had no idea. I stopped actually listening.
And I think my Wi-Fi is going in and out.
You think? Yes, yeah. Yes, sir. Right. It is. J.J. Watt also got jokes. I don't know what's going on with J.J. lately. He's got jokes. I don't know if he's loose. I don't know if he's just kind of taking shots. I don't know what's going on with J.J., but J.J. got jokes lately.
We all kind of knew going into this year that it wasn't going to be a normal year, and so it's going to continue to kind of be different, I'm sure. Sorry, I can't keep my concentration. Barry Warner just flashed on the screen a Rolling Stones t-shirt. And I lost all train of thought.
JJ, some thoughts about the league deciding to not have the Pro Bowl this year, but just on that Pro Bowl rosters, but no game. They're going to do some things to engage the players to replace that. What do you think about that?
No problem. Sounds good.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go, Berman.
All right.
There you go. That's what you get for asking that type of question with all these local angles going on. I thought this would be right up his alley. Mark Berman just threw away a question there. You deserve it. Ask him about the Pro Bowl.
All the locals, the angles that he has out there?
You got all kinds of local angles in days, in bulk. Mm-hmm. You could ask him about Clowney. Mark Berman's chased down Jadeveon Clowney to work out at the local gym before.
He did.
You could have asked him about Tim Kelly, the offensive coordinator for the Texans, against his brother, Dennis Kelly. Mm-hmm. First time he's going to call plays against him. Could have asked him about the old Oilers.
Mm-hmm.
Could have asked him about
any of the
Romeo Crennel and Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, exactly.
Could have asked him about Vrabel, what he was like as a defensive coordinator. All these local
Ben
angles.
Jones, for God's sakes.
Of all the people
that
I thought wouldn't bring their game face. I'm confident the Texans are going to bring their game face on Sunday against the Titans. There's some uncertainty going through my head right now as the Astros take on the Rays in Game 5 today with Luis Garcia on the mound. But of all the people that I thought would bring their game face during this buffet, this Costco-like bulk of local sports we got going on, I did not think it would be Mark Berman that wouldn't have his game face on.
He choked.
What do you think about that?
He was B-Rabbit.
In scene one.
In
you got to be more specific because in the final
B-Rabbit.
Scene.
Yeah, yeah. Mom spaghetti.
How is that such a classic line? How does Eminem even come up with that?
Like, I love it.
That's like the Philtown Lopez threw that line out too.
No, but is it
maybe three?
Is it really that great?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear this. Let's see if this travels well with time.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like there's a lot. I don't feel like everyone could have pulled this off. Eminem pulls off the mom spaghetti.
I pull it off.
But I feel like if some rapper said that, they would get made fun of.
Really?
Does mom spaghetti travel well with time? 713-572-4610.
It's relatable.
I think this is what Dusty should be listening to instead of that junk he's got going right
junk.
Now.
Junk?
Smoky Waters? Is that what he's got? What is he playing?
Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters.
And Helen Wolf.
Muddy Waters. I just don't feel like that's getting Dusty ready. This is what he should listen to. I want to see if mom spaghetti travels well with time. 713-572-4610. Stroh's getting ready. This is what Dusty should be playing. Should be playing. And Eminem at the beginning just talks. This is the best talk hype ever. This is the best talk hype ever. Okay.
Look.
All right. I'm looking.
If you had one shot.
Okay.
One opportunity.
Astros had one shot.
One opportunity.
To seize everything you ever wanted.
Let's get it.
One moment.
Yeah.
You capture, just let it slip. Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom spaghetti, he's nervous.
See?
Yeah, it travels well with time. Very well with time.
See?
Mom spaghetti. What other dish could it have been? that would have rhymed there. Like when he was thinking, it's mom spaghetti. His arms are weak.
Arms are heavy. His palms are sweaty. Mom spaghetti. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom spaghetti. Is there another dish you could say instead of
there's
that?
There's vomit.
On chili.
Mom's chili?
There's vomit on his yeah. sweater already. Mom's chili. Chili. Nah.
You remember, he's from Detroit.
Yeah, I know. That, so no, it's a good. I see where you were
chili,
going with
spaghetti.
That. I see where you're going with that, but.
It ain't gumbo.
Yeah.
Are there Freddy's in Detroit?
Freddy's.
Hamburgers?
Freddy's Frozen Custard?
Oh, custard.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not done in Cleveland.
Vomit on his sweater already. Fries from Freddy's.
I think you got it right. I think old Eminem did okay spaghetti. For himself. Yeah. I think he did okay.
There's vomit
for
on his sweater already. Dumplings.
It's just relatable. Everybody's mom makes spaghetti.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Soup made by Aunt Betty.
Right, I'm surprised Figgy hadn't come up with one. He's pretty good with the.
That Freddy's one was classic.
No, you're good with it too.
Freddy's
I'm just saying.
One was classic.
Kind of freestyling. A little bit of basketball news that's relevant. You want to localize it?
Yeah, I'll be thinking of other possibilities.
You keep thinking of Figgy. You'd be thinking of them too, because this is locally relevant. Woj Bomb, Ty Lue, who was considered one of the finalists for the Houston Rockets job, is finalizing a deal to be the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm.
So, again, Landry, what did I say a month and a half ago when it came to the Rockets job, when all these Paul Silas Juniors and all these other guys were being mentioned? I told you who were going to be the finalists.
There's vomit on his sweater already, Chick and Fetty.
That's a reach. Chicken Fetty. That's the most white boy rhyme I've ever heard.
Eminem is white.
Not really. I mean, he is, but he isn't. So what did I tell you about the Rockets job a month and a half ago? When everybody was speculating about it. It was going to come down to Jeff Van Gundy, John Lucas, and Kenny Atkinson. We haven't heard from Kenny Atkinson just yet, other than he interviewed. But it's going to come down, I'm telling you folks, to Jeff Van Gundy, John Lucas, and Kenny Adams.
Who did? Who said it was going
Landry. On? Landry did.
Oh, come on.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Sandwich with wheat bready.
Nah.
Now you're just trying to be white. Now you're just trying to be white.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Vegetable medley.
Let's see what the old text board says. You know they're trying.
713-572-46.
Cakes from Betty, as in Crocker.
That's good.
That's not bad.
That's good.
Vermicelli.
Let's hear from Dusty Baker. Right. Dusty Baker, 2 hours and 15 minutes-ish. Away from the Astros trying to get that dub. Good old faithful. Their backs are against the wall. Will they get the job done?
Mario Andretti.
How do you have Mario Andretti on your...
Bill O'Brien's belly. Now people are just getting silly.
Come on. Come on.
Vomit on the sweater already. Bill O'Brien's belly.
All right, let's hear from Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker, minutes away... An hour in, or 2 hours and 15 minutes away from the Astros game. Here's Dusty Baker, laid way back.
What are you listening to today?
Today I'm listening to Muddy Waters. I'm ready. Ready as any man can be. And then I was listening to Howlin' Wolf. So that's what I was listening to today.
So you're into chess today then?
Yes. Yeah, oh yeah, I love chess. Chess records.
Yeah, I was just wondering, how did you guys ultimately decide to start Garcia? What went into that decision?
Well, I mean, it's either one rookie or another one. You know what I mean? And, you know, we felt that, you know, he throws strikes. He has an outstanding changeup to combat, you know, the lefties. And, you know, we figured that he could handle it. you know, with this, the stuff that he has, and that Maldi can guide him at least, you know, through the lineup one time. I mean, like I said, it's like it's either one rookie or another one. And so, you know, through process elimination and through a lot of talk and between all of us, we decided on Garcia.
Mark Berman?
I'm good for now. Thank you.
I don't believe that.
Adam Spillane.
Dusty, are you just hoping to get one time through the order with Garcia? And just how many different scenarios did you guys go through before coming to this decision?
Well, we went through quite a few. I mean, you know, we went through starting one of the lefties, but then you don't have but one lefty left later in the, you know, during the course of the game. You know which guys you want to go in the middle, which guys are going to go, you know, we didn't have their lineup. You know, they do have a lot of interchangeable parts over there, more than any team that we've probably faced. I mean, they got the same amount of men, but it seems like they got more men, you know, than you, because, you know, they got a lot of interchangeable parts and they're used to using them.
Last night, Zach really praised your handling of the situation in the sixth inning. He also expressed that perhaps he felt that the Astros had not had confidence in him leading up to that point. Had he had expressed that with you before then or anything like that?
No, I mean, that was news to me. I mean, like I said, you know, I wasn't here before. You know, Zach doesn't do a bunch of talking. No, that was news to me. I mean, I actually praised him more than he should praise me, because it and had it not worked, nobody would have been praising me.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Baker. First of all, you mentioned yesterday that you talked with Jose about Joe Morgan, and he mentioned last night that it was very special. What do you see in Jose that reminds you of little Joe Morgan, as you mentioned last night?
Well, they're both little, you know, and they're both second basemen. And they're both very powerful, you know. I mean, these guys are like twin Mighty Mouses. You know who Mighty Mouse is?
Honestly, no.
I didn't think so. Okay, look up Mighty Mouse. Mighty was a bad little dude, man.
All right, here we go. I got you.
You got another one?
Yes.
We got some great ones on the text line.
Yo.
Hit it.
Yo.
Hit it.
If you had one moment to win or go home, would you capitalize and survive to play on Friday, or would you just let it go? Yo, yo, yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Twinkle little Debbie.
Figgy, you got a score for that?
I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
All right, give me one more shot. This is from a loophole. Give me one more shot. Fade, right. Fade that back up, Fig. There you go. Yo, Jose, you going to throw the ball, or are you going to choke and take your tail between your legs? Let's go, Stros. Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. PB and jelly.
Beers in the Yeti, somebody texted.
Was Mighty Mouse really that bad?
Oh, bacon chetty. Okay. That ain't bad. Okay. That ain't bad, bacon chetty.
Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that.
Was Dave Righetti.
Yankee pitcher. Was Mighty Mouse really that badass?
Oh, yeah. Here I come to save the day, Mighty Mouse? Mighty Mouse was, no. Mighty Mouse wasn't just cute and furry.
Old cartoons don't travel well with time.
No, Mighty Mouse was a stud, man. I think
Popeye was a stud.
Mighty Mouse could kick Popeye's ass.
Why did Popeye and Bluto fight over olive oil? She wasn't high.
No, they were into the skinny girl.
I mean, there were some hot, like Patty Mayonnaise and Doug. I can understand what he sees in her, but.
Or Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, all that. Man, we're making it sound like we're the guys that watch the cartoon porn, but I'm just saying, dude, mm-hmm. Like, I never understood the olive oil fighting over olive oil.
Back in the day, man, they liked them thin. No back.
No booty?
No booty.
Just like them skinny?
Mm-hmm.
Flat?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Now, Mighty Mouse Mighty Mouse could kick some butt, big time.
I guess I'm just not familiar with his work.
Here I come to save the day.
Daryl Morey out as GM of the Rockets. Texans patiently waiting for the Tennessee Titans. Little banged up, but they get Jeffrey Simmons and Adam Humphries activated. Traded Correa yesterday to his request. Let's go to the phone line real quick. Maybe this person has a suggestion. All right, go ahead. You're in the loop. Go ahead real quick.
Hey, my mouse didn't say I'm here to save the day. I think that was Underdog.
Was it Underdog?
I think so.
Here I come to save
the day. And the professor.
See? Oh, maybe it was Underdog. Yeah, I just remember that song.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Thanks. Loopholes always.
I remember the song.
So Stroh's get it done today. Okay, that's a no. Don't even say anything. 4 o'clock, man. Everybody get out to that happy hour. I know I'm going to a happy hour. You better believe that. I'm excited for this one. I'm pumped. It's been a fun season regardless of what happens. If they survive, man, it's going to be an interesting situation.
Then it's on.
We're talking Framber Valdez on the mound tomorrow. First pitch about 2 hours and 8 minutes-ish. Going to be very fun. Tomorrow's going to be a football Friday. You know, that's going to be fun as well. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are a loophole. Post game tonight, depending on how long the game is, we're either going to go old school or we're going to do Facebook Live. I recommend you go to Sports Radio 610 Facebook page. I took you behind the scenes yesterday, showed you how a radio show works when you're going rogue. So y'all might want to check that out. It's a cool behind the scenes thing if you're a listener of the station. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, thanks to Adam Spillane for hopping on. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Football Friday presented by Carbach. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.